It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio. Thank goodness. Chilly March day out there. Warmed up, though, by the fact that we have brackets. The NCAA men's and women's tournaments. We saw those brackets unveiled last night during the selection show. Like, if the selection show doesn't get you going a little bit, get your blood pumping, like, come on, man. Like, you either don't get it, or, like, you're still cool to hang. Like, you're probably just a wrestling fan, right? Not a basketball fan. That's fine. But I mean, if you're not just, like, a wrestling over basketball, I'm not sure what your excuse is. Like, the selection show is awesome. You get your first taste of the music and the imagery, and you get those regions unveiled. You get that first look at the bracket on a television, and man, it is awesome. And we'll obviously talk plenty about both the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments today on the show. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so much for being here. Hope you had an outstanding weekend. Hope your Monday is treating you well. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun together today in our hour get-together. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBert. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us. And hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go there. Plenty of folks have been asking, and man, I got to tell you, credit to all of you. I tip my cap to everybody out there that follows us on social media. The reception or the quick reaction to the posting of getting registered for Bracket Attack was really impressive. The best I've ever seen it. Best of luck to everybody. And here's the thing. I'll put this out there right now. Because sometimes people will put in duplicate entries. Just because if you, quote-unquote, got registered doesn't mean you're necessarily in. There's going to be some people that miss the cut by just a little bit. I would put in, for example, hey, 64 people can only sign up before it cuts people off. But sometimes people double-click the mouse, or they thought that they messed something up or didn't put all of their information in, so they go back and do it over again. So just beware that just because you got it filled out and it told you you got it filled out, you might have been a little late to the game. And we'll unveil that bracket on Wednesday's show. So just be aware of that. Want to put that out there. But again, just thanks so much. It means a lot to know how close of attention everybody's paying. And we got a lot of great sponsors, and I'll get to them when we have the quote-unquote selection show on Wednesday and unveil the Bracket Attack pairings for everybody who made the cut. We're the first 64 to get registered, so look forward to that coming up later this week on the show. Of course, that'll come after after at least two first four games, and we'll have all four of those first four games here on The Fan. We'll have a whole bunch of the Madness of March here on The Fan, and it's a great reminder that I'm not just doing it for my health. Make sure that you bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. It's not only where you get the podcast of this show. It's not only where you get local and statewide sports content. It's not only where you get local news. It's not only where you get national sports content. It is also the home of our broadcast calendar. When you get to that homepage, you hover your mouse over the on-air section, you'll see the option to click into our broadcast calendar. That is what tells you all the live sporting events that are not only going to be on over here on The Fan, but, of course, because we bring so many games to you, we flex a number of them over to our companion station, Cruising KCFI, and all that information is there on the website at the broadcast calendar. So bookmark that website. And then also as well, just I put this out there, had somebody email me who I know is a great P1 about, you know, coming up just a little late to the party on getting into Bracket Attack. That's why you should put sign up for notifications. Whether you follow us on Twitter and or you like our Facebook page, make sure that your phone notifies you anytime that we post. You know, and you're probably saying, well, here's the deal. Like, if it's not local sports, if it's not a contest, like, we're probably not posting a whole lot. You know, it's going to be local sports, statewide sports, or our great contests where you can win a number of prizes and obviously supported by great local sponsors. So make sure and set that up so you don't snooze and lose next time. That, you know, we have another one of our great contests. So just want to put that out there as well. All right, if you want to join the show today, any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. In case you missed it, here was the sound you heard yesterday as the Iowa State women's basketball team, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the first Big 12 conference tournament championship for the Iowa State women's basketball team since 2001. You heard it right here on The Fan yesterday afternoon. Here's how it sounded.
If Texas doesn't foul, Iowa State just needs to catch the ball. Ryan looking, goes into the backcourt for Danae Fritz. Fritz does not have to get it across if she doesn't want to. She feeds Ryan. Ryan. Iowa State has won the 2022-2023 Big 12 Tournament Championship. For the final time at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Missouri, the three-seeded Cyclones have won. Iowa State 61, Texas 51.
And there you have it, Noah Wolf with the Cyclone Radio Network with another great call. And what a treat to be able to have that game yesterday. What a game that it was, and we'll talk plenty about that, as well as the Iowa State men's basketball team, both teams, for the Cyclones going dancing, and John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network will join us in the next segment of today's show. We'll of course, talk about Bill Finley and TJ Otzelberger's teams when John joins us in the next segment. You've got Iowa, Iowa State, and Drake, men's and women's teams, all in the NCAA tournament. You've also got the UNI women's basketball team in the WNIT. When we get to area sports news and scores here in just a moment, I'll have all the information on what seed, where they're playing, when they're playing, and what the matchup is. So it's that time of year, folks. I mean, it's great. It's awesome. And we just got to get this white stuff off the ground that decided it wanted to show back up again. But other than that, I mean, I know we lost an hour of sleep, but I love the extra daylight. That's got me feeling good as well. Hopefully you've been able to catch up on your Z's. After we're done with John Walters in the second segment of today's show, we'll, of course, take the time out at the bottom of the hour. That's when you get Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of that break. Got a whole smorgasbord of audio I want to get to. Bill Finley, TJ Otzelberger, Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries, UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab, UNI women's basketball coach Tanya Warren. We're going to get to absolutely as much of it as we possibly can coming up in that third segment. After we're done there, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time and wrap up the show. And, of course, after we're done here in this first segment, we get you a CBS Sports Flash and a VSiN Action update from Brett Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of your Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday from Megan Mulford. So that's what's on the agenda, boys and girls. Let's do this thing. The Iowa Alliance Conference has released its boys and girls all-conference basketball teams, and Waterloo East was well represented. A trio of Trojans made the North Division boys' first team, including Jameel Montgomery, Kewan Jones, and Jamarius Bradford Gates. The Trojans' Jalea Stanford was named to the North Division girls' first team. East also had three players earn second-team honors, Sayana Cody, Grayson Downing, and Jemiah Caesar. The Mississippi Valley Conference Boys and Girls Indoor Track and Field Meet is taking place right now at the Unidome. Competition got underway at 4:30, and of course, Cedar Falls and Waterloo West are among those competing. And the high school spring sports season officially began today. Today is the first day that girls and boys soccer, golf, and tennis could begin practice. The Wartburg wrestling team came up short in its bid to repeat as national champs. The Knights settled for second at the NCAA D3 Championships that finished up Saturday in Roanoke, Virginia. Augsburg won the meet with 101 points. Wartburg finished runner-up with 66.5. Knights had two wrestlers claim national titles, Zane Mulder at 174 and Massima Edeni at 197. Yesterday in college basketball, 23rd-ranked Iowa college baseball, 23rd-ranked Iowa held off Texas Tech 10-9 in Lubbock, Texas. The Hawkeyes improved their record to 11-3. Iowa is scheduled to host St. Thomas coming up this Wednesday. Yesterday in college softball, three UNI pitchers combined to toss a three-hitter as the Panthers shut out Sam Houston 6-0 at the Tulsa Invitational. Panthers now 11-9 this season. UNI opens up Missouri Valley Conference play on Friday when it begins a three-game series at Murray State. The Drake women's basketball team defeated Belmont 89-71 yesterday to win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament and punch its ticket to the 2023 NCAA tournament. First time since 2018 that the Bulldogs have won the MVC tournament and made the big dance. Here's the details. Ashley Jones had 28 points and 10 rebounds to lead Iowa State to its 62-51 victory over Texas, 61-51 victory over number 15 Texas in the Big 12 Conference tournament game yesterday that you heard right here on The Fan. Jones, the Big 12 Player of the Year, was named the tournament's most outstanding player. She scored 10 of her 28 in the third quarter that helped Iowa State take an 8-point lead going into the fourth. It's the Cyclones' first Big 12 Conference tournament title since 2001. A trio of schools from the state will be in the women's NCAA basketball tournament, and they will all be competing in the Seattle Regional. I'm not sure what to think of that. Iowa received a 2 seed. Also don't know what to think of that, and will play 15 seed Southeast Louisiana in Iowa City Friday afternoon at 3. 5 seed Iowa State goes against 12 seed Toledo in Knoxville, Tennessee Friday afternoon at 1:30. And Drake is seeded 12th, faces 5 seed Louisville in Austin, Texas Saturday night at 6:30. The NCAA women's first and second round tournament games set for this Friday and Sunday in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye Arena sold out. The teams playing, of course, Iowa, Southeastern Louisiana, Florida State, and Georgia. It's going to be the second consecutive sellout for the Iowa women and seventh in school history. Meanwhile, the UNI women's basketball team in the WNIT and will play host to Colorado State this Thursday night at 6 at McLeod Center. Panthers are 22-9, Colorado State 20-12. This is the 12th time in 13 seasons that UNI is playing in a postseason tournament under Coach Tanya Warren. Three universities from the state dancing in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. As I mentioned, Iowa State, a 6 seed, takes on a play-in winner between Mississippi State and Pittsburgh Friday afternoon at 2:10 in Greensboro, North Carolina. You'll hear that game right here on The Fan Friday. Iowa, an 8 seed, will face off against 9 seed Auburn Thursday evening at 5:50 in Birmingham, Alabama. If the Hawkeyes advance, they'll likely take on number 1 seed Houston. And Missouri Valley Conference champ Drake will play Miami Friday night at 6:25 in Albany, New York. Drake, the 12 seed, the Hurricanes, the 5 seed. All right, there you have it. Area sports news and scores for your Monday. Let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. When we come back, John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network joins us. That's next on this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, today is the start of the legal tampering window. The money is flying. Javon Hargrave gets the biggest deal, 4 years from the 49ers, worth $84 million. $40 million is guaranteed. The Niners also coming to terms with Sam Darnold on a one-year deal, while Jimmy Garoppolo leaves San Francisco to join the Raiders, a three-year deal in Las Vegas, worth $67 million total. The Bears spent a lot. T.J. Edwards first got a three-year deal worth $12 million guaranteed, and the Bears also adding former Bills linebacker Tremaine Edmonds on a four-year, $72 million deal and $50 million guaranteed. Jamel Dean re-signs with the Bucs for another 4 years. Jason Kelce returning to the Eagles for a 13th. The Chiefs lost starting right tackle Andrew Wiley, who heads to Washington for a three-year deal, but they recovered, signing Juwan Taylor, former Jaguars tackle, to a four-year deal worth a total of $80 million and $60 million in guaranteed money. The Falcons have signed Jesse Bates. They also re-signed guard Chris Lindstrom to a five-year deal. I'm Rich Ackerman.
The biggest oxymoron in sports is upon us, the legal tampering window. We discuss all the unofficial news later on The Zach Gelb Show, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
From the Blue Bloods to the Cinderellas, listen to all the madness of March right here on The Fan.
Falkirk & Holm has been in the Cedar Valley since 1958. Our attorneys have the experience and history of success to make insurance pay what's fair.
After an accident, it's most important for you to focus on your medical treatment and following your doctor's orders. Instead, many injured Iowans are forced to deal with multiple insurance companies, a car insurance company trying to get a recorded statement from you, or even your health insurance company trying to gather endless amounts of information to protect their own interests. But by hiring a personal injury attorney, you can focus on your healing. At Falkirk & Holm, the first thing we do is contact the insurance companies on your behalf. We take over the communication so that you can focus on your healing. No need to worry about paperwork or what to say or what not to say. We'll deal with the insurance companies for you. It's what we do. For a free consultation, visit BallKirkHolm.com. Falkirk & Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
Why go to a monument company? Black Hawk Memorial helps you preserve your cherished memories. Their showroom includes upright memorials, ground-level markers, vases, and more, all made in Northeast Iowa. All work and quality control is done in-house. See what you buy before making a purchase at Black Hawk Memorial Showroom at 5325 University Avenue in Cedar Falls, or call 319-266-0282. Black Hawk Memorial, where quality prevails.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
The Drake Bulldogs are a 2.5-point dog against Miami on Friday in the NCAA Tournament first round in Albany, New York at the MVP Arena. Total 147.5. The winner that matchup will meet either number 4 seed Indiana or 13th seeded Kent State. Hoosiers a 4-point favorite. Iowa Hawkeyes laying 1 against the Auburn Tigers in Birmingham. The winner will get Houston or Northern Kentucky. Cougars laying 19.5 points. Iowa State awaits the winner of the first four matchup tomorrow in Dayton between Mississippi State and Pitt. Bulldogs a 1.5 favorite, total 132. Mike Sunna, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 12. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Lows dip down to about 26. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. With your Weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 29.
Cole & Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app.
Yeah, welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. Man, great time to be a basketball fan in the state of Iowa. Iowa State, Iowa, Drake all have their men's and women's basketball teams in the NCAA tournament. You've got the UNI women's basketball team in the WNIT. And yesterday, right here on The Fan, you heard the Iowa State women's basketball team win its first Big 12 Conference Tournament championship since 2001. And what a game it was. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Iowa State men's basketball team right now, and we'll do it with John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network. Follow him on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. John, thanks for being here. I'd ask you how you're doing, but man, everything's pointing up right now if you're a Cyclone. And it appears that perhaps we've lost, that we don't have John. John, you... Could be a classic case of John having mute on his phone as I vamp here on live radio and trying to figure out what we got going on here. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a short time out. We'll try to get reestablished with John. Man, it's always when you have, I tell you, it's always when you have the best lead-ins that you end up running into something like this. So Let's take a timeout. We'll try to get reconnected with John. I can't promise that the setup's going to be as good when we come back. But you're listening to a Monday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan.
Retirement may seem far off, but the sooner you start a fund, the more dough you'll have when it's time. And while the future of Social Security may be a little iffy, the security of a career with Country Hearth is a recipe for success. Country Hearth is a third-generation, family-owned bakery that's been around for over 100 years. Along with great pay and benefits, there's a lot of opportunity to grow and rise within the company. With openings in production, maintenance, shipping, delivery, and sanitation, you're sure to find a career that fits your skills and schedule. Find out more and apply today at countryhearthjobs.com.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
The world is always on, but you shouldn't be. Put junk sleep to bed.
During Mattress Firm's Big Spring Sale, get a king bed for the price of a queen and save up to $700 on Sealy. Shop now at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. We have reconnected with John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network. We'll see if we can get this to go this time. John, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, great. Well, hey, like I said last time, I'll just recreate. I thought it was a really good lead-in, and then go figure we run into a technical issue. That's how that goes. But I was going to say, how you doing today? But, I mean, if you're a Cyclone fan, that's a rhetorical question, is it not?
Yeah, it was a great weekend. I mean, really, from just the whole perspective of a lot of fans driving down there and being part of the weekend and supporting both the men's and women's programs. You know, the weather could have been better, but at least we did see the sun yesterday for the first time. And, you know, I think Commissioner Yormark, you could tell how impressed he was with the Iowa State fan base. And it was great for the Big 12 men's tournament to have Iowa State and Kansas in the semifinals, because it assured them of a full house for the semifinals, and it also assured them of a full house for the championship game, because with either one of those two programs advancing, you're going to have a completely packed arena for the championship game. So, you know, that part was good. And then on the women's side, you can't do any better than have an Iowa State advancing through, because there's no fan base nearly as passionate as they are. So, you know, he even said, Commissioner Yormark, after Iowa State women won the tournament, these are the best fans I've ever seen. And that was quite a compliment, you know. And so it was great, you know. And for the women to win the championship, and for the men to beat Baylor again, a top 10 team, for the third time this season they beat them, advance on to the semifinals, lose to a really good Kansas team. Nothing to be ashamed of there. So I would say, all in all, just a very successful weekend for Iowa State.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I thought that that Big 12 Conference Tournament Championship yesterday with the Iowa State women getting that win over Texas, that was an instant classic. I mean, it was just a back-and-forth game throughout the first half. Ashley Jones makes a bucket at the end of the second quarter to make it a one-possession game. Then they come out in the third quarter, and I think Ashley got like 8 or 10 of her 28 points, and Iowa State gains their first serious lead, and they're able to close it out. I mean, it was like a conference tournament game, you know, born in a Hollywood box office. I mean, it was a great script, and I just thought, like I said, that it was an instant classic. There were just so many moments within that game from so many different players on a team that I think is defined by the fact that it's not a star player or two with respect to Ashley. It's a sum-of-its-parts team where their ability to fill different roles and do different things really stands out.
Well, it's true. You know, Emily Ryan really understands her role. Lexi Janarski understands her role. Danae Fritz really coming on and having a great season. Morgan Kane has completely embraced her role. And the bench players, Nymeer Dew, played very, very well down in Kansas City. So a lot of players did play well, but there was just no question at the end of that tournament that if anybody was having any concerns about whether or not Ashley Jones should have been the Big 12 Player of the Year, there was no doubt about it after that tournament. I mean, to do what she did against the Texas defense when they're really ramped up to try to slow her down was so impressive. And, of course, she was really good against Oklahoma and Baylor as well. But, you know, what a great way to cap her career. She went over the 3,000-point mark down in Kansas City. She even passed Cheryl Miller for 12th place all-time on the all-time scoring list in NCAA women's basketball history. And, you know, obviously she has an extra year, so that has a huge part of it. But, now she's made the most of that year, and she's having a great season, and she really put that team on her back at times yesterday. It was so impressive. And but they, you know, they're a good team. I would say it's a good team. They won 2 out of 3 against Texas this year. They won 2 out of 3 against Oklahoma this year, and those are co-champions so in the regular season. So I think Iowa State's right there toe-to-toe with those two teams. And I was a little disappointed that Iowa State didn't get the host. I knew it'd be tight, and they'd be probably right on that bubble of whether or not they hosted or not. And, you know, but that's okay. They'll go down to Tennessee and represent Iowa State very well, and would have been fun to let them play one more time in front of their fans. But they'll still go down and have a great performance down at Tennessee.
Yeah, they're the 5 seed taking on 12 seed Toledo this Friday in Knoxville, Tennessee. John, in the time we have left, let's shift gears, talk about the Iowa State men's basketball team. You mentioned that Big 12 tournament semifinal this past Friday, where T.J. Otzelberger's team ended up coming up short, 71-58 to Kansas. Man, Kansas looking great. I mean, go figure, the Jayhawks are playing some of their best basketball right now. But I will say, just in what we saw down the stretch there, right, with that regular season finale win at Baylor, getting the Baylor win last Thursday, and then I thought playing really well, a really competitive game against a great team in Kansas. It seems like Coach Otzelberger and his staff, given everything that had gone on, losing games, the Caleb Grill dismissal, that they pushed the buttons, and they've got this team back in a rhythm maybe as quickly as any coaching staff could in the country, considering what they were facing.
I think they feel really good about where they are and who they are going into the NCAA tournament. And You know, the Kansas game was just one of those where they just were, it felt like just inches away. You know, you hear Matt Campbell talk about winning in the margins. It felt like that was a game that Iowa State just could not quite win in the margins. You know, they'd have a great entry pass to the block and couldn't quite corral it, you know, and lay it in. Or, you know, they'd have a near steal, save it in, and it would go to one of the Kansas players and then go down and get a layup. And so it was just like they were inches away from really making a lot of plays and being right in that game. And they were in that game. They let it, you know, in the second half, and it really wasn't decided until the final 4 minutes. But Iowa State just had a hard time scoring and a hard time finishing plays. But I don't think it diminishes how they feel about where they've come. And, you know, they're going to be a team to be contested with in an NCAA tournament. Nobody wants to face Iowa State with their style of defense. And, you know, it can be very, very hard to prepare for in a short amount of time. And so I'm excited to see if they can get themselves to another Sweet 16.
Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice John Walters, our guest right now on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. John, a couple things quick that stood out to me from the Cyclones' play in the Big 12 tournament last week was Hassan Ward. That's one that really stuck out to me, his ability to affect the game with his shot blocking, with his ability to, you know, rebound and just make a difference around the rim. A guy who's obviously stuck with it, you know, has seen his minutes fluctuate quite a bit. Saw a patch of the season where he wasn't playing too much. And, man, just what a great example of, you know, stick-to-it-ness, because he was a big factor, has been a big factor here in what we're just talking about, this team getting back into a rhythm.
Well, yeah, one of the nice byproducts of P.J. Otzelberger's decision to just play everybody to try to create a team cohesiveness over these last three games is that Hassan has really emerged as a pretty dependable guy that they can go to coming off the bench. And so, you know, Rob Jones is playing great. Rob was awesome against Kansas. I mean, he just gives everything he has. Oshun certainly has his minutes and has his moments and does very well. But if you have a third post player that can really create some havoc on the defensive end, which Hassan can do, it's a nice weapon to bring off the bench. I mean, this guy started 24 games for VCU last year. Mm-hmm. He's a good player. And maybe his fit wasn't perfect for what they were trying to do, but, you know, right now he's found a niche and he's found a way to contribute. And so that certainly is valuable. And I think Hassan will continue to see minutes going forward.
Another one was Taman Lipsey. He looked like anything but a freshman down there in Kansas City, John.
Well, yeah, you know, and he ended up with six turnovers against Kansas. But as I mentioned earlier, a couple of those were great hustle plays by Taman, where he goes and makes the deflection, tries to get a steal, and you basically get credited for taking over the basketball, but then, you know, trying to save it, going out of bounds or whatever, and you turn it over. I mean, Taman played fantastic against Baylor. I mean, 11 rebounds, 5 steals, 5 assists, 13 points. He was dynamite against those great Baylor guards. And then, you know, he's still good against Kansas, but I thought their guards really did a good job stepping up. He had really dominated the matchups with DeJuan Harris in the first two meetings, but I thought this time Harris probably had the upper hand, even though he was really more on Gabe Kelcher. But, you know, Taman has nothing to apologize for with the freshman season he's had. It's been tremendous. He's a unanimous All-Big 12 freshman team guy. And, you know, I don't think he's going to be intimidated at all going and playing in the NCAA tournament. I think he's playing at his peak right now for this season. And, you know, over time, I think as his shot develops, he's going to be even more of a weapon. But right now, he's giving this team exactly what they need at the point guard position.
There's no doubt about it. He's been so impressive this season. And how about this draw in the NCAA tournament? We've seen some of these first four teams go on some deep runs in the NCAA tournament, John. So it's not like you can overlook, no matter who the team is coming out of the first four, whether it's a mid-major or a Power Five. And Iowa State, as a sixth seed, will take on either Mississippi State or Pitt, and we'll know tomorrow night around 10:30 or so Central Time which of those teams it's going to be. What do you make of this draw?
Yeah, I'm excited to watch that matchup between those two teams because it's a total contrast. Pittsburgh is much more offensive-oriented. Jeff Capel, their head coach, they shoot a lot of threes and make threes. They shoot them at a really good percentage. Blake Hinson is their leading scorer. He was on the Iowa State roster a year ago, even though he didn't play before transferring on. So he's a really good player that's made 91 threes this season. and he'll be a factor. Mississippi State completely built on the defensive end of the floor, and T.J. Otzelberger actually got his first coaching opportunity under Chris Jans as an assistant at Chipola Junior College. And Jans, Dubuque native, is now the head coach at Mississippi State. So, or I don't know if he's a Dubuque native, but he's a Loras graduate.
Yeah.
So anyway, looking forward to seeing one of those two contrasting styles, which one can emerge. And Iowa State will have a great matchup with one of those two teams come this Friday.
Yeah, we'll look forward to the broadcast of that here on The Fan. 2:10, the scheduled tip-off time on Friday for that Iowa State game. John, great stuff. Appreciate it as always. And enjoy March. We're already enjoying March, but it goes up a level now, doesn't it?
There's no doubt. It's going to be a really fun month, and looking forward to a lot of Cyclone basketball this month.
Thanks so much for your time, John. Take care.
All right, thank you.
John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, kind enough to join us on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of this break, and we'll hear a whole bunch of audio. I got a whole bunch lined up for you here. We've got Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Finley, men's coach T.J. Otzelberger, Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries, Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. I've got UNI women's basketball coach Tanya Warren. We're going to get to as much of it as we absolutely can right after this on The Fan.
This is Sports and Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. It's a busy week for officials at Drake University. Not only did the Bulldogs men's and women's basketball teams qualify for the NCAA tournament, but the school is serving as host of the first and second round games in Des Moines beginning Thursday. James Erickson is Drake's assistant AD in charge of facilities. He'll serve as the tournament manager at Wells Fargo Arena.
You know, one of the great things is that, you know, people like to be associated with the NCAA tournament. And so, you know, getting volunteers and getting people to really just say, hey, you know, how can I help? Is really not as big of a lift as I thought it would be.
The transformation of Wells Fargo Arena begins late this afternoon following an Iowa Wolves basketball game. The Iowa Hawkeye women are ranked third in the final AP basketball poll of the season. The Hawkeyes will host the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament this weekend, and Iowa officials have announced both days of action are sold out. The Cyclone women are 17th in the final survey. This is Radio Iowa.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Knutson Chiropractic in Cedar Falls has proudly been helping the community for three generations. I'm Aaron Knutson. At Knutson Chiropractic, we want to help you achieve your full health potential. We want to not only add years to your life, but add life to your years. If you're young or old, a weekend warrior or a couch potato, we can help your aches and pains. Give us a call or text us or visit us online at KnutsonChiropractic.com. Always up front so you can leave the pain behind. Knutson Chiropractic in downtown Cedar Falls.
Save big on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Update your home's exterior with Atlas Roofing Products. Atlas shingles are built for beauty, durability, and value in mind. They also come with a lifetime warranty. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle shingles are all 11% off and ready to take home today. Good through March 19th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bust it.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Monday edition of the show. One of the special Mondays in the sports calendar, the one that comes after Selection Sunday. And as we've been talking, the Iowa State women won the Big 12 tournament. for the first time since 2001 yesterday. You heard it right here on the Fan. Cyclones outscored 15th-ranked Texas 21-12 in the third quarter, defeating the Longhorns 61-51 in Kansas City.
You know, I told our kids before the game, they're a championship mindset and they're a championship group no matter what happened today, but we played that way. I thought we played as hard as we could possibly play against a really good team, and I think we showed for 3 days that what they're capable of doing, so couldn't be more proud.
That, of course, is Iowa State coach Bill Finley. The Cyclones held Texas to 24 second half points to pull away for that win.
We got to the rim, got some transition baskets. We really tried to push the tempo as best we could, so we tried to score before they set their defense. So just a great effort by everyone.
Ashley Jones scored a game-high 28 points, had 10 rebounds, and was named the tournament's most outstanding player.
To be the most outstanding player in the Big 12 tournament says a lot. It just adds another thing to the amazing career that she's had. She's been such a great, great representative of our university and our basketball program. So couldn't be more proud of her and happy that she got what she deserved.
Meanwhile, the Iowa State men's basketball team heads to Greensboro for Friday's NCAA first round. Cyclones will play the winner of Mississippi State and Pitt in the first four, a game you will hear tomorrow night right here on The Fan.
Regardless of who we play, obviously it's a unique dynamic when you don't know, or one of the teams that doesn't know who that will be. You know, we'll prepare doing what we need to do, and we'll get to that soon enough.
There's Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger, who says, of course, the Cyclones will focus on their opponent as soon as they know who it is.
I think for us, you know, it's still far more about what we do and who we need to be. So, you know, getting back from Kansas City, getting some bodies rested, getting back working on the things that we work on, you know, is going to be important.
Cyclones are 19-13 overall. They end up the sixth seed in the Midwest region.
We felt like it was going to be somewhere in that range, right? 5, 6, maybe could be 4 in one scenario, 6 in another. So about where we felt like we would be. And so just take it as it comes.
The Drake men's basketball team plays Miami on Friday in Albany, New York. Opening round of the NCAA tournament, Bulldogs seeded 12th in the Midwest region. Drake making its sixth trip to the NCAA tournament after winning the Missouri Valley Conference tournament title. Here is Drake coach Darren DeVries.
You know, for us, it's been a long week waiting to see who we play. You know, an enjoyable week. And now we know who it is, and super excited just to be a part of it, playing a very good Miami team that won the ACC. So we know we have a big challenge in front of us, but at least now we get to go start preparing and getting ready to go play an NCAA tournament game.
The Bulldogs are 27-7 overall and have won 13 of their last 14 games.
We had some struggles along the way, but I thought this last month of the season we were playing some of our best basketball. We were fully healthy, made it all the way through the season, the end of the season being healthy. So that's a good feeling too, to know we're going in with a full complement of our guys.
The last time Drake made the NCAA tournament, Bulldogs had to sweat it out and see if they would get an at-large bid. Here is Drake forward Garrett Sturts.
You know, the last time we were a little anxious and stuff, nervous. You didn't know if we were going to make it or not. But, you know, this one, you have a little more confidence that your name's going to come up. You're just waiting to see where it is, and when we're really excited about it.
Sturts is a native of Newton and part of a senior class that has been a key part in Darren DeVries' turnaround of that Drake program.
You know, you look over the 5 years, I mean, this is what we wanted. It's much more than what we ever expected. You know, we have a lot of fans here, family here, and I mean, we just have a lot of support, and it's just tremendous what we've accomplished this past 5 years.
After playing in the tournament during the pandemic, Sturts says this is going to be a much different experience, of course.
Some of the guys were talking about, you know, what's going to be a little different? How's it going to be a little different? You know, not cooped up in our rooms all week and stuff. But, you know, we're just really excited, and we're going to take in every day, every moment. Because, I mean, you know, this doesn't happen every day. And, you know, we're just really excited about it.
The Iowa men's basketball team plays Auburn Thursday in the NCAA men's basketball tournament in Birmingham. How about that? That's a juicy matchup with the site being in Alabama. The Hawkeyes are 19-13, and this is the Hawks' fourth straight trip to the tournament.
It's so hard to get there, especially in our league. It's so incredibly balanced, And there's, you know, as you know, so many really good teams across the country, a number of Power Five conferences, a number of great teams in other leagues. So just to see your name come up is something that I think everybody that plays college basketball hope that that happens at some point. And if it happens more than once, that's even better.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, of course. Meanwhile, Auburn coach Bruce Pearl is a former Hawkeye assistant.
I've known him for years. Yeah, I mean, I consider him a friend. Great guy. I mean, I've known him since he was here. And he's got a great personality. You guys know him. He's got a great personality, and, you know, I enjoy our interactions, you know. We did a thing at the Final Four together a couple years ago. So, yeah, good guy.
The UNI women's basketball team is dancing in the WNIT. Panthers come up short with a semifinal loss in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament this past weekend to Belmont, and so they end up in the WNIT. Panthers had a really nice year. We're 16-14 in the Missouri Valley Conference, and here is Coach Warren, who gave about a little over a two-minute opening statement wrapping up that tournament, looking ahead to the WNIT, looking back on the season that was on her Panthers.
Good weekend. You know, we played our hearts out. We came up a little short, but extremely proud of our young women and the season we had. Thought we played extremely well Friday against a very good, you know, it was a very physical game. UIC is, they're physical, they're athletic, they defend, they can score both inside and out, and it was a dogfight. It was a grind from start to finish, and we was able to get some separation in the fourth quarter, but it was a tough game, and I thought we played extremely well. I thought we rebounded well. We did a pretty good job of taking care of the basketball, and that allowed us to put a pretty good gap into the fourth quarter where we could play a lot of our bench kids, which was good. Anytime you can give other kids an opportunity in that kind of environment with that experience is beneficial. Saturday, you know, I thought for the most part we played pretty well. We got out to a really good start. Did some really good things both offensively and defensively. You know, six fouls in the fourth quarter, and then in the first half, and then I think there were 29 called in the second half. You know, just a tale of two halves, and you have to give Belmont credit. I thought they made some big shots, especially Wells, at some key moments. But never going to hang our heads. Overall, terrific year, 22-9, 16-4. In regular season play and a game out of first where co-champs went 17-3. And you know, our net rank ended up 62. So we're right there. We've been right there all year long. And then to have an opportunity to play in postseason play, I think this is 14th year out of 16 season, says a lot about this program. And you know, we're going to do everything we can in the NIT. Hopefully we get to host at home where we get to play another game in the McLeod, and we get to have our play in front of our Panther fans. But overall, terrific year. Very proud of this team. Very proud of a lot of individuals. I don't really want to talk individuals because we're not done yet. I'll do that at the end of the season. I really want to keep everything on what this team accomplished, and they accomplished a lot. So, again, extremely proud of what this team was able to accomplish.
And you can watch Tanya Warren's team at least one more time as they will play host to Colorado State Thursday night at 6 at McLeod Center in the first round of the WNIT. Let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back for a final time. I'll try and sneak in a little audio from UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab before we're done here today on this Monday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
I'm Patrick Claibon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Jalen Ramsey is heading back to Florida, this time to South Beach. The Rams have agreed to trade the All-Pro corner to the Dolphins for a third-round pick and tight end Hunter Long. Ramsey also adjusted his contract and will make an additional $25 million guaranteed in Miami. Elsewhere, the Commanders locked up the commander-in-chief of their D-line. Pro Bowl D-tackle Deron Payne will sign a four-year, $90 million contract with the team. Could Baker Mayfield be Tom Brady's replacement in Tampa? NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofalo reporting the Bucs are expected to target the Rams quarterback in free agency. Mayfield would compete with Kyle Trask for the starting job. And Odell Beckham Jr.'s workout on Friday appears to have gone well. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reports several teams have already been in contact with the free agent receiver, who missed all of last season following a knee surgery. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Does it run? Does it drive? Great. We'll give you $3,500 guaranteed trade on your next purchase at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls. Hi, I'm Luke Schmidt, General Manager at Community Chevrolet Cadillac, and we've got a great selection for your $3,500 trade. Whether it's new or pre-owned, we've got a full lot ready to find a new home. So if it runs and drives, bring it on over and we'll give you $3,500 trade-in. Simple, straightforward deals guaranteed at Community Chevrolet Cadillac in Cedar Falls.
$3,500 trade guarantee ends March 20th. See dealer for details.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The number one overall pick has the potential to change a franchise for decades. That's caused many to believe the Bears should ditch quarterback Justin Fields in favor of a new prospect like Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. Chicago saw things differently, though. The team traded the top pick to Carolina in exchange for a package of first-round picks, as well as star wide receiver D.J. Moore. With Fields consistently struggling through the air, the move certainly has a level of risk to it. But it also allows the team to get a better read on what they have with the young quarterback. Fields threw for just 17 touchdowns last season, has a below 60% completion percentage over his career. A lot of that was blamed on the supporting cast, the offensive line, the wide receivers. But with the team now loaded with cap space, draft capital, and plenty of offensive firepower, Justin Fields is starting to run out of excuses in Chicago. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, that's also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. No, Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. You know our partners, TireRack.com, you know, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, tire decision guy. They test the tires. They've got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Yeah, those guys. You want a quiet tire with great traction, comfortable ride. Use their results to make an informed choice. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Cole & Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
You get to this point in the season and, you know, really try to change as little as possible. I think that's probably one of the biggest things that we try to impart on our guys is that the things that have got you here and the things that you've done really well, that doesn't change just because it's a national tournament. And really not making the moment too big, you know. And I'll do a lot of coach speak, and it's really the match that's in front of you that all that matters, because there's going to be upsets. There's going to be things that didn't expect to happen. You know, maybe that guy that you thought you were going to wrestle, all of a sudden you don't wrestle, and all you can control is what's right in front of you. You know, one guy, we got a number one seed. You know, I mean, we got to create a whole bunch of upsets. You know, on paper, All our guys are certainly capable of that, and I'm trying to keep them firmly fixed on Thursday morning and being ready for that first whistle of the first match. And we got seven guys that have been there before. It's not like these guys, it's their first rodeo, so to speak. They know what to expect. We certainly are familiar with the arena in that area, having the Big 12s down there. So to me, it's just taking advantage of the opportunity, man. I'm really enjoying it. I remind those guys about 2020 all the time. Those guys didn't get the opportunity. And we got a couple six-year guys that are getting an extra opportunity that, man, if you're anything but grateful for it, something's wrong. So I kind of look at it like that. We got seven guys going and seven guys that can score a hell of a lot of points. They've had some goals that they've had up since the start of the season. For the season, they've achieved some of them, but man, they have some things that they've set out to do at this tournament, and now it's time to do that.
That's UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab earlier today over at the alumni suite at McLeod Center, giving a preview of the seven Panthers that are going to be making their trip back to Tulsa for the NCAA championships this weekend. The one seed that Coach Schwab referenced, Parker Kekeisen, at 184 pounds. That's a wrap for today's show. Got to thank John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network and all of you for tuning in. Have a great rest of your Monday. Meet you back here tomorrow morning at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan. And the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.